Good evening.
Good evening.
Everybody hear me? I'm going to cheat really quick. I'm going to ask you all a question that I legitimately have. So, you know, we're all very familiar with these preacher questions. They toss something out there the entire time, having something very specific in the back of their head. And I can honestly say I don't necessarily know the answer to this question. Why does it seem that Christianity is becoming less and less popular? And I want us to kind of have a discussion about this, but first, a few things. One, I'm told that in the most recent Rutherford County census, 61% of people identified themselves as no religious affiliation. And for a lot of people who remember a time when this number would just be obscene, unheard of, almost impossible, and yet, at least for me, even at a Christian university, I hear 61% and I think, well, that didn't surprise me at all. How did we get there? Not only that, something I found really fascinating, because I started thinking, well, maybe it's a human thing. You know, I've talked to many of you about spending time in the UK and being really introduced to this idea of post-Christian. This idea of we've tried this whole religious thing, and specifically we've tried this whole Christian thing. It didn't work out so well, so we gave it up. So I got to thinking, well, maybe this whole problem is all about people don't actually want something bigger to believe in. People don't actually want something that guides them. Maybe people don't really want that at all. Maybe they truly do want to be in control. And then I read a really fascinating statistic that I think flies in the face of that, and I found shocking. So I really love British news. It's my guilty pleasure. I don't know why. I'm not over there anymore. British news is fascinating. They're gloriously ridiculous people in the best way possible. But don't laugh at that. That's fine. So, in the last British census, 176,632 people identified as a specific religion. It was the seventh most popular faith overall. Can anyone guess what that religion is? Any guesses? Seventh most popular, 176,000. In 2001, it had 390,000, so it really dipped, but has recently had a major resurgence. Any idea?
Jediism.
I'm not kidding. The looks on your faces is priceless. Seriously, the seventh most popular religion in the United Kingdom is Jediism. Not only that, there are Orthodox Jedis and non-Orthodox Jedis. Seriously. Like, what? Not only that, like, they're already splitting into different denominations, which really just makes me laugh. You know, there's the Church of the Jedi, there's the Church of the Orthodox Jedi, there's the... This is... Really? From the people who tried Christianity and were like, that doesn't work. But the Force, Jesus not so much, but the Force. Now that one, really? So after I read that, I said, okay, well, it cannot be that human beings don't want a guiding factor. I mean, goodness, if people are turning to George Lucas as their saving grace, clearly we want something. I mean, religion is as old as time. Faith, something bigger, something greater than ourselves, Something gives us purpose. Touchstones, Ebenezers. So I don't think that's it. So why is it? So answers from some of you. Why is it then, if people want religion, if people want something to guide them, and we all understand that Christianity shouldn't be what's failing them. It's not God that's failing them. It's not Christ that's failing them. So if they want something to guide their life, and that which Christianity offers them as a guiding force doesn't fail them, what's the disconnect?
Christians.
That really is a popular answer. And again, no answer am I going to say, you know, yes, that's right, or no, that's not right, because I truly don't know, but I think you're exactly right. Right.
That is absolutely
right.
Right.
Satan. It's a great point.
I think that connected to the idea of absolutes, that the overall pace of change in the world has accelerated. Things
right.
are changing much, much faster. And so it's harder for people to accept that even through all of the change happening and churning faster and faster, that some things still are true, that they hold.
Right. That is really interesting. It's interesting. I hadn't really thought about that. But as someone who's very familiar with the college campus, you know, college students, that age group, this idea of not updating something really bothers us, kind of in general. This idea of, wait, it was written how long ago and it still applies? Like, there's not like the 2.1 0.7894 that I need 32 megabytes to download, update, that makes this make sense. So I think you're exactly right. I think for some of us, especially I think people, you know, my age or, you know, a little bit older, a little bit younger, that can be difficult. We start thinking, how can what was written for them mean anything to me? So I think that's a great point. What are some other ideas? What is this disconnect from? I mean, if Jediism is gaining popularity and Christianity in a lot of places is losing popularity, I mean, what's going on? So let's look really quick at some of the ideas that's been thrown out. We kind of touched on this pace of change, but this idea of Christians. Christians are the problem. Let's think about that for a second. There's a quote I really love that says, "The church is the greatest evidence for the existence of Christ, while also being the greatest evidence against the existence of Christ." I mean, let's be honest. Scripture is so powerful. You know, I talked about that a little bit last time. You know, Scripture is absolutely amazing. Yet, for most people, if we hand them Scripture in a vacuum, in a cultural vacuum, if we hand them Scripture, that's going to be kind of hard to understand, kind of hard to see. Yet, when you see in other people's lives the effect of this guy named Jesus, when you see it completely transform somebody, how much more power does that give Scripture? But at the same time, if we see someone claiming to be guided by Christ, claiming to be guided by Scripture, yet, in a sense, falling apart, what does that tell us then? So no, I think that's a great point. And then, you know, Satan. I mean, how many times have we seen? I mean, how many times do we watch the Israelites fall into the same thing? You know, we're given so many gods today, and I think that's a big thing. You know, the same thing as, you know, Israel had the problem with Baal and Asherah. We still have these false gods. I think it's very important that really kind of the first command God gives is, thou shalt have no other gods before me. I think he's saying, this is going to be a big one. This is going to be important. So I think that has to be on the forefront of our minds. But any other ideas? Where is this disconnect coming from?
I think that when the church picks up cultural baggage, then to anyone, not even just people outside the church, anyone, people inside the church too, can look at what we see and what we know as the church, but we don't, when we don't see the truth that Jesus gives us lived out, and instead we see this weird amalgamation of tradition and politics and fears and who knows what all, then that's what, that becomes the, if we're focused on that and reacting to that and associating all of that with God or God, then that's often, sadly, understandably, something that people reject.
Right.
Without.
No, and I think you're exactly right. I think a lot of times, I've said this many times before, talking about kind of my experience with especially the English church and learning about English church history. So people kind of throw out the baby with the bathwater. They kind of get so upset with church. And I mean, we see people do it today constantly. Especially people my age. And again, I'm talking a lot about people my age, but those are the people I know most about. But they get so sick and tired of church that they throw out the baby with the bathwater. They say, I'm so sick and tired of this. I'm so sick and tired of showing up on Sundays. I'm so sick and tired of them, you know, telling me what I have to do. And in stepping away from the church, they step away from God. So what's the point of all of this? I haven't told you any answers, and the truth is I don't know the answer. But I think something that fascinates me is how difficult this question is. And not only that, how little we sometimes think about it. I don't know about you, but when this question came into my head, I realized I don't have an answer. I have a few ideas, but none I've really dwelt on. And why is that? If our faith, which a cornerstone of our faith is to spread the gospel to every corner of the world, why would it not be on our hearts that mission's failing? That definitely struck me, personally. Why is this question not on the forefront of my mind? And what are some of the answers? What are some of the solutions? So I'm kind of going backwards with this whole message thing, but that's what I want to leave you with. Not an answer, not a new idea. Something to think about. But the good news of all of it is that as Christians we understand the power that lies here. We understand the power, the life-changing power that comes from Christ. But it is also our job to show that to others. If you would like the opportunity now to come and to take on that power, will you come while we stand and sing?